Okay.
Thank you. Ready?
And let me get ready to toggle. Yeah. So go. I'm ready when you are.
Go for it.
All right, here we go.
Hello, everybody. We're going to begin the call, and this is part one of a three-part series hosted by Dr. Joe Vitale, and we're going to be focused on getting clear and attracting money. Now, for those that don't know, Joe is a famous author, best-selling author, in fact, who's written many best-selling books, including The Attractor Factor, as well as his recent hit, Attract Money Now. He's appeared on several television shows, including Larry King, The Big Idea with Donnie Deutsch, Fox and Friends, CNBC, CNN, and ABC, to name a few. He's an internet marketing genius, a copyright genius, all-around great guy. We're really excited about this. Once again, it's the Getting Clear, Attracting Money. It's a three-part series, and without further ado, I will turn it over to Dr. Joe Vitale.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, first of all, I'm impressed because I know that we have a crowd. There's a stadium-level type audience out there that have called in from all over the world. There are people who have called in from Israel. It's 2 in the morning over there. They've called from all points in the United States. They are hungry to know this information. And as Brad said, this is a three-part series. It's on how to get clear to attract money. And why did this come about? I sent a survey to my list recently, and I asked them what they wanted to know. And the two things they kept saying they wanted to know over and over again is how to get clear of my inner beliefs, my inner limitations, and how do I attract money. So I've combined the two, and I'm bringing in resources, mystery guests, and some surprises over tonight and the next two Thursdays to give you these secrets and technology and methodology to help you get clear to attract money. Now, first of all, I got to tell you, I just came back from Dallas, Texas. Now, this is relevant because if you're sitting there, no matter what state, what country you're in, and you're wondering, can I change? Can I get clear? Can I attract money? Can my life be different? Then think about this. I went to Dallas yesterday because my Rolls-Royce Phantom needed servicing. Now, a Rolls-Royce is a very luxurious, very expensive car. I don't go to Dallas very much, but it was relevant that I was going to Dallas because 30 years ago in Dallas, I was homeless. And it was a mind-altering, freaky experience for me to drive back to Dallas, the place where I was homeless 3 decades ago, in a handmade, luxurious car, a Rolls-Royce Phantom. And I stood and gave a talk last night in Dallas to a crowd of people, and I told them the story, and I was getting goosebumps all over me, realizing that I was the same guy who was on the streets in Dallas decades ago, unknown, unpublished, not enough money to pay for bus fare to get anywhere, even to leave town, didn't have a place to stay, didn't have a car, didn't have a job, didn't have friends, family, nothing was in that vicinity. It was a very rough, very traumatic time. And here I am in Dallas, Texas, as a celebrity, as a best-selling author, as a wealthy person who's driving around in this incredible car. So if I can change, you can change. If I can go from homeless to whatever level you would call this today, then you can change from wherever you are to wherever you want to be. In my book, The Attractor Factor, I say current reality is simply that. It is what is current for you in this moment. This moment will change. It's going to change largely on its own anyway. But you can accelerate the process and you can direct the process by doing some things intentionally. So I'm a guy who has been through this, and I want to tell you how to get on the other side. Now, obviously, I've written a lot on this. In fact, if you don't know it, my latest book, Attract Money Now, is free for you to read online. It's my way of trying to help people. In fact, I wrote that book for the Joe Vitale of 30 years ago. I was thinking, what did that guy need who was struggling with his own beliefs and his limitations and his finances and prosperity and scarcity consciousness? What did he need? Well, I wrote Attract Money Now for him, and you can read it at attractmoneynow.com. No charge at all. Go read it online. It's my way of helping you transform where you're at so you can attract money and have a better life, to have a happier life. Now, a lot of what I want to talk to you about tonight and over the next couple of weeks is about the idea that there's this three-step concept that I want you to realize that's active in your life. It's the idea that your beliefs, your conscious and unconscious beliefs, are causing you to take action or not take action, and that action or lack of action is leading to the results you have right now. So beliefs lead to action, lead to results. And I want to break that concept, that little formula, down tonight and over the next couple weeks. Now, I'm getting some help in doing this. I have some mystery guests, some surprise guests coming on. I have two for tonight. And these people are enlisted as allies to help me help you. This is all about making a difference in your life, because I have been there. I don't know if you're broke right now, if you're struggling right now, or if you just want to reach up and get more of what life has to offer. I believe that magic and miracles exist, that we live in this miraculous time. This is the time of wonder and merriment. But if you're not experiencing that, it probably has to do with the beliefs you have about your world in this moment, beliefs about yourself, about money, about work, about the economy. And those beliefs are causing you to take action or not take action, and then you're getting results. And the results are probably something you don't really care for. You want to get different results, you need to take different actions, you need different beliefs to take those different actions. So I'm going to help you with that. My guests are going to help you with that, and I plan on giving you a lot of resources. This is not a sales call. This is a training call. I'll give you some resources at the end. I've already given you one. Go read attractmoneynow.com at attractmoneynow.com. So without me going on and on, let me bring on one of my mystery guests. Janine, are you there?
Hello there, Joe. This is Janine.
Thank you for being here. Janine Dietrich is the Miracles Coach of 2009. If you haven't heard about her before, you can actually hear an interview with her that I did at miraclescoaching.com. Go to www.miraclescoaching.com, and you can hear an interview with Janine. It's about an hour long and very in-depth. But we've got her here now, so don't leave. Stay with me. Now, Janine, people are talking about getting clear to attract money. The first question I have for, can they get clear to attract money? Does that whole concept make sense?
Oh, absolutely, Joe. I am delighted to have the privilege of helping your students every day get clear so that they can attract money. And getting clear is the most amazing and life-giving process. They feel lighter, they feel free, they have a whole new perspective and a whole new way of framing everything that they used to consider an obstacle, and with that new framing comes a freedom that allows them to move forward to new beliefs and therefore new action.
Well, I love it, and I love how you're picking up what I'm talking about and running with it. But I want to bring this down to an earth-level, really in-your-face question, and forgive me because I didn't ask you this in advance, but I know you're going to roll with this. And that is, if somebody's listening right now and they're going, okay, I want to know how to attract money, but I need it now. I got to pay my bill Friday, or I got to pay my rent at the end of the month, or I just lost my job. They're in a sense of desperation. They're in a sense of panic. And we don't want to just give them feel-good platitudes and say, hey, tomorrow the sun will shine and it will all be better. What can they do right now to get clear to attract money? Can you give us a tip or two or an insight, some point, some sort of something for them to chew on?
Absolutely. I'd be delighted to. The first thing that came to my mind, Joe, when you asked that question of me was this. The first thing that's important is to take a deep breath and honestly relax into the situation that you've currently attracted into your life. We call that resistance, don't we? When a person is resistant to experiencing what they're in now, they're actually putting up the wall that disallows them from receiving the wellness that is always flowing. So the first thing I would say is take a deep breath in through the nose. Everybody can do it right now. Deep breath in through the nose. And as you exhale, visually imagine yourself laying down your resistance to experiencing the situation that you've currently created. That might sound strange because you're thinking in your mind, I want to get out of the situation I've created, Janine. I want to get out of the situation I've created. But students, I'll tell you, the first step is to relax into the situation you're in now. Joe beautifully describes it in his curriculum as letting go and not being attached to outcome. The first thing you do is lay down your resistance to experiencing the situation you've currently created. The magic of this, students, when you lay down the resistance to the situation you're in now, you're actually disengaging the negative energy. You're actually causing the negative energy that is built up inside of you to dissipate. And when the negative energy dissipates, guess what? Here's the miracle. You can't attract any more negativity to you because you've neutralized the negative energy that's in you. So literally, you take a deep breath in, and upon your exhale, you relax into the moment that you're in now. That's the first thing I would say.
That is a wonderful thing to say. And what you're really saying is don't argue with your reality. I think it's Byron Katie who says, whenever you argue with reality, you're 100% incorrect or you're 100% going to fail because your reality is what you already have in your experience. So I'm hearing you say, accept your reality. Don't fight with your reality. This is your current situation. Take a deep breath. Relax into it. Take the charge off of it. Because when you do that, you're neutralizing all the energy which actually created it, which actually attracted it, which actually pulled it into your being. And when you're neutralized and you can relax a little bit, then you see your options, your opportunities, and your choices for the next moment.
That's exactly right. It's a beautiful thing that happens because when you relax into it, you're actually, like you said, neutralizing the negative energy. And together with the neutralizing of the negative energy, you can't attract that situation again because there's no negative energy inside of you to attract it.
Now, I know there's a lot more depth to all of this, but let me ask you one more question before I let you go. When I was in Russia, I did a bunch of different news conferences, and in one of the news conferences, there was one person in particular. It was a real hard-nosed, skeptical reporter, and I mean, he was very critical. He was very bottom line. He didn't smile, and in a way, I loved him because he was so direct, and he would just ask something like, okay, there's somebody who is, they're broke, they're working at a job they don't like, they're going home miserable, so they're unhappy when they're at home. They've heard about clearing, they heard about attracting money, but they don't believe it for a minute, but they want to. How does that person who feels locked in to that situation, they feel like that's the only job for them, and they don't like it, and they're only making so much money, and they would love to make more money, they just feel like they're in a type of prison. Is there a quick answer? And again, I know I'm putting I don't know if everybody realizes this, but we're not rehearsing any of this. I'm asking questions of my guests that are coming to mind, and I'm trying to role play. What would one of the listeners on the call ask? And if they're desperate, what would they ask? If they're broke, what would they ask? If they're in a job they don't like, what would they ask? I'm asking those questions for you. So I'm not pussyfooting around here. I'm going for the throat. I want to know, what are the answers? So, Janine, that person in Russia, what would you say?
I would say to that person in Russia, the first step, take a deep breath in and relax into it, and the miracle of neutralizing the negative energy then allows you to realize a new way to frame the situation, an entirely new perspective. First of all, accept and acknowledge, I attracted this. When you frame it in that way, you're taking responsibility that your perspective caused it. Now, the beautiful thing about not resisting that's the situation that you are in is that you then realize, okay, I attracted it, so I guess this is just what I needed to go through right now so that I could learn the situation, learn the attitudes, learn the framing that I need to learn to create a new tomorrow, and in fact, a new next second. Because when you accept the responsibility for it and you realize, I did create this, I did attract it, okay? I guess that means this is exactly the place I needed to be in right now Therefore, nothing bad is happening. Since you needed to be in this situation in order to get to the next level, nothing bad is happening. You're right at the right place at the right time. Again, the miracle of this is you actually neutralize the negative energy, and then you can choose a new perspective, a new paradigm, a new way to frame the situation that you're in. And in fact, thinking that way, that, well, I did attract it, I did create it, I take responsibility for it, and I'm going to allow myself to have this experience. That is, in fact, a new way to frame it. That is a new perspective, because previously you were pushing against it. You were trying to get out of it or playing the role of the victim in your mind. And now you've accepted responsibility for it. And that postures you to totally change it, because now you no longer have negative energy about that issue. Does that make sense, Joe?
Go ahead.
Does that make sense, Joe?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I didn't hear the question. Yes, it does make mm-hmm. sense. And what you're talking about is, again, the first answer you were giving was about not fighting with reality. This one is about appreciating where you're at. And I remember Napoleon Hill writing in one of his books, whether it was Think and Grow Rich or one of the success books he did later, and it was all about the idea that if you're in a job and you don't particularly like it, do the best at that job and appreciate that job and glow in that job and stand out in that job so that you are spotlighted to be lifted to another job, another career, another position, more money, whatever it happens to be. But when you realize it on a very earth-level experience, if you're at a job you don't like and you're just expressing dislike for it, you are going to be miserable. You're going to be unhealthy. Everybody around you is going to be miserable and unhealthy. You'll probably attract some sort of problem in your life. You already have one because of the attitude in the job. But if you reverse that and realize you are at choice and you can appreciate the work, because a lot of people don't have work, you can appreciate the position, you can appreciate the money, you can appreciate yourself, you can appreciate whatever's going on in the moment, you transform yourself. You talk about reframing it, and that's really what's going on, and this is all on that belief level I'm talking about. If you have a belief that you actually enjoy your job because you appreciate it, it's going to lead to a different action. You're going to do things differently in your life, which will lead to different results. So, yes, it makes sense to me, and I love it. And I love that you've spent a few minutes coming on when you're so busy with all the miracles coaching that you're doing.
I love your students, and I absolutely love helping them transform their lives. It's a privilege, Joe, and I want to thank you for having been willing to be homeless and having been willing to go through that so that you could then ask new questions, which caused you to come up with these solutions that serve every single one of us. We all thank you.
Oh, thank you, Janine. I'll probably ask you to come back and make cameo appearances on the next two training calls, if you don't mind.
I'd be delighted to.
All right. Well, if you want to hear a full interview with Janine, go to miraclescoaching.com. There's about an hour long, it could be 45 minutes to an hour long interview, very in-depth, where I asked her a lot of questions that are going to be very helpful to you later. And it's a free call. You can go listen to it at miraclescoaching.com. But don't go there right now because I have another guest to bring on. Janine, thank you, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, Joe.
All right, I have another guest to bring on, and I'm very excited about this because I have been working with this man for the last 7 months. I've been talking about Morty Lefko. Morty Lefko is president and founder of the Lefko Institute. He is the creator of a series of psychological processes, including the Lefko Method, that result in profound personal and organizational change quickly and permanently. In fact, his tagline on his website says, eliminate your beliefs quickly, change your life permanently, guaranteed. Guaranteed. And Morty has written a book that I think everybody should read. It's about his Lefko belief process. It's called Recreate Your Life. And Recreate Your Life is available. It's on Amazon and so forth. And again, I would strongly endorse you to encourage you to go get it. And again, I have been working with Morty. I met him about 7 months ago. I knew of him because of his reputation in helping lots of people. Friends of mine, mutual friends, have been telling me about Morty for months before I actually met him in Bermuda. Then I started working with him on some key issues that were nagging me. One in particular was impatient, because I was the most impatient guy that you can think of. I wanted things either done now or yesterday. They should be done before I even need them. That's how impatient I was. But I worked with Morty, and within 20 minutes or so, it was a very short period of time, we got to the root of it, we found the belief, we released the belief, and boy, life is so much more relaxed. I'm just having a zinger of a wonderful time going with the flow, still getting things done, still being productive, still exhilarated by all my projects, but at the same time, not putting the pedal to the floor, so to speak, and just driving myself crazy and everybody around me wanting to have it done now. And that's only one example. I've been working with them on other things for the last few months in return. So I can go on and on with Morty. But, Morty, are you there?
I am here, Joe. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for making the time to do this. I know how busy you are, too. As you heard, I'm talking about beliefs leading to actions, leading to results. And you also heard that we're doing this training call called Clearing to Attract Money. And you've been doing belief work with people for, goodness, how many decades at this point?
25 years, I think it's been.
25 years of working with people, and I know there's some astronomical number of people you've been working with. How many in the ballpark have you worked with?
We've worked personally with over 13,000 individuals, one-on-one sessions, and we've probably had about 50,000 people do our work online.
That is staggering. And what kind of results do you feel you get, or do people come back and tell you?
Well, basically, eliminating beliefs is a means to an end. Nobody says, oh, I want to get rid of this belief, and you know that's what my life is about. People don't care about beliefs. They care about their lives. And basically, what we discovered was that virtually every problem that you can have in your life is attributable to beliefs usually formed early in life. So people come to us with everything as serious as depression, eating disorders, phobias, obsessive compulsive disorder, to the everyday things of we can't get our relationships to work, or a fear of public speaking, or social anxiety, or whatever. And a fair number of people come with financial type issues. I can't save, I can't earn enough, I'm afraid to ask for what I deserve. But it's a wide range of issues, and what we do is we help people find the beliefs that cause the problem and help them eliminate them using this process I discovered. And when the beliefs are gone, then the problem disappears along with the beliefs.
Well, we're talking tonight about attracting money. So the people on the call are even having they're having a problem with money, an issue with money, a discomfort with money. There isn't any money. Who knows what it happens to be. But when it comes to money, what have you found to be some of the common beliefs, for example, that would be behind that issue or problem?
Okay. Well, first thing I wanted to say is I never slept in my car, but I was bankrupt 25 years ago. Thereabouts, just about the time I discovered this process. I was depressed a lot of the time. I had two marriages I couldn't get to work. So I've been using this on myself, and I went from a one-person consultancy making about $50,000. And after I discovered this process and eliminated a lot of beliefs, and I'll tell you what they are in just one second, by the end of that year I had 8 full-time employees, a bunch of independent contractors, and we made $1 million 12 months after I discovered this process that eliminated beliefs.
Well,
and
that's impressive.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Now, I found something interesting that a lot of people might not be obvious. There are beliefs about money that can get in the way, and I'll mention those in a minute. But what's even more important are our basic self-esteem beliefs, our beliefs about ourselves, and our beliefs about life. One of the most common beliefs that I have found that people have is I'm not good enough. Now, if you feel I'm not good enough, as you talked about, you go to the beliefs and then action, you're likely not to take all the action you can if you think that I'm not good enough. If you believe nothing I do is good enough, or I'm not capable or competent, or I'm inadequate, or I'm not worthy, I'm powerless, I'll never get what I want, beliefs like that keep you from taking chances, keep you from moving forward, keep you from taking advantage of opportunities, keep you from even seeing the possibilities that are there, because you've already decided I'm not going to get what I want and I don't deserve to have it anyway and nothing I do ever works out. So beliefs like that, even before you get to money beliefs, keep you from even getting on the board before the money beliefs are relevant. And if you handle those self-esteem beliefs first, you get a tremendous amount of confidence. You stop worrying what people are going to think of you. You stop your procrastination. You stop the little voice that sabotages you. Oh, that wasn't good enough, or how come you did that, or you better try harder, or somebody's going to be upset about that. It stops all of that, and that gets you ready to go into life and make money. So the first thing that I've discovered in my own life, and I've now discovered with thousands of people, is you got to first get a positive sense of yourself, and you need some self-confidence to move forward.
How do you get that? Before you even go to the money thing, Morty, if people are realizing, okay, self-esteem is a big issue, self-confidence is a big issue, before we even talk about the money beliefs, what are some of the other self-esteem beliefs, and is there a way around this or a way to resolve this?
Well, basically, you got to eliminate the beliefs. For many, many years, for 20-some years, the only way to do that was to find a certified facilitator, me, my wife Shelley, or some of the people we've trained, and we have one-on-one sessions with people all over the world. I think we're getting close to 50 countries. We had somebody today from Zimbabwe. I mean, just all over the place. So it's either by telephone or by Skype. But I kept trying to find a way to make it easier for people, to make it easier and less expensive. And a couple of years ago, we figured out a way to put the basic self-esteem beliefs into an online package where you can either get streaming video or a DVD. And we've got a website called Bust Your Beliefs, BustYourBeliefs, just BustYourBeliefs.com. And you can find out about packages that we have that get rid of the 19 most common self-esteem beliefs, which if you have the negative ones, will just get in your way of just basically getting started. So there is a simple way that's relatively inexpensive, relatively quick, to eliminate the basic self-esteem beliefs. Now, when you do that, that's when you start realizing, hey, wait a minute, what if I believe money's a struggle? I actually did a survey a few years ago and asked thousands of people on one of my mailing lists, what are the five most common money-type beliefs you have that you would like to get rid of? And I said, I'll create a program for you if you tell me what they are. And the first one they said was, you have to work hard to make money. Number two was, I'm not deserving. It's not a money belief, but can you imagine if you believe you're not deserving, what's the chance of having wealth in your life? You will sabotage yourself if you feel I don't deserve it. And I've heard so many stories of people who almost got there, just started to get there, or maybe started making some money, and if they believe I'm not deserving, they did something unconsciously to sabotage it. The third one was, I'll never have enough money, or there never is enough money. Next one is, money is a struggle. And finally, again, it's not a money belief directly, but it certainly affects the ability of money, life is difficult. So we put together a package of those five beliefs, I told you just before we started this evening that for one day only, until midnight tomorrow night, we are going to give everybody on this show, listening to you tonight, everybody part of this conversation, that $79 package for free as a bonus. Anybody who gets the self-esteem beliefs can also get those five money beliefs at the same time without any charge if they buy by tomorrow night.
Oh, that's a wonderful deal. So that's at www.bustyourbeliefs.com, bustyourbeliefs.com. And when it comes to you did a survey of your list. That's how you came up with the five beliefs concerning money?
Yeah, I asked what are the most common ones? I mean, if I were to create a package that helped you eliminate money beliefs, which ones would you want? And these were the five that I got from thousands and thousands of people who responded. And then there were a few others along the way, but they had, you know, far less votes.
Well, let me ask you an interesting question. And again, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. And again, as I said earlier with Janine, we haven't rehearsed. I didn't tell you what we were going to talk about. You don't even know what the next question is going to be. But I'm role-playing here and trying to play psychic listener, I guess, and trying to imagine what people listening or have on their mind. For example, if somebody believes that earning money is a struggle or it will never work out for me, or money is the root of all evil, any of these beliefs are active in their mind, obviously it's going to inhibit what they can bring in because they're not going to take action, or they're going to resist doing something, or they'll talk themselves out of doing something. Plus, they're not going to feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
What can they do right now on this training call to help them with that belief or any of those? I mean, just knowing the beliefs is a big thing. Most people don't even know what the beliefs are. But
well, that's true,
them.
But my experience is that merely knowing the beliefs doesn't get rid of it. See, let me back up one step, then I'll try to answer your question.
Okay.
You have said many times, as have other people in this field, that our beliefs determine what we do, think, feel, how our lives turn out. And I agree with that. But the question might arise to somebody is why? Why does something I believe determine all of that?
Good.
And there's a very simple answer. And the simple answer is a belief is a statement about reality that we think is true. We feel is true. This is the truth for us. So we deal with reality all the time. So if we say, well, you know, the way it is, it's raining out, I've got to deal with that. I can either not go out with an umbrella, or go out and get wet, but it is raining out, so I've got to deal with that fact. That's the way reality is. Well, as soon as you say life is difficult, that becomes a true fact for you. Not for everybody else, but for you, the nature of reality is life is difficult. Now, if you're living in a world where life is difficult, then you're going to assume that, you're going to expect that, every little thing that happens, instead of saying, oh, I can handle this, this is an interesting challenge, it's, oh, God, it's another disaster. So everything that happens to you is interpreted through the filter of, this is the way reality is. If you believe I'm not capable, that's the truth. Interestingly enough, we have had people that come to us with PhDs from Harvard who have the belief I'm stupid. How did you get through Harvard? How did you get a PhD? I was lucky. I conned my way through. They'll find some excuse, but no amount of evidence in the world will overcome that belief unless they know some way of eliminating the belief. So once you got the belief, you look at everything through that filter. So basically, why do the beliefs have the impact they do? Because they are reality. And if you believe I'm not capable or competent, you're not going to try things where you know you can't do it. And if you believe money is a struggle, unless you're ready for a big lifelong struggle, you're just going to back away. So
Wow. That's
why these beliefs have the impact. Now, the ultimate answer to your question is, I have no tip. As long as you say reality is such that I'll never get what I want and I'm powerless and I'll never have money, that's the way your life is going to be. You can try anything you want, and people can give you as many suggestions and tips as they want, but you're not going to do too well if that is your reality. So ultimately, the only thing you can do is get rid of the beliefs. But I can give you a short-term tip that will help along the way. And the short-term tip I can give you is, it's a conversation you and I have had personally about how things occur for us, how things show up.
Mm.
So assume you've lost your job, or assume you can't pay your bills, or assume you've lost your house, or assume you've lost money in the stock market. That's what happened. But how is that occurring for you? Because that could show up. The emotional reaction you have to that could be, oh, it's a disaster. That's the way life is. It's never going to get better. You're now trying to find a solution, given the way you're looking at reality as, it's a disaster, there's nothing I can do, it'll never get better. Your chance of finding a way out, the possibilities for you, are slim to nil. But let's take the exact same events. You lost your job. And if you now say, wait a minute, this is an opportunity to do something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be a consultant or open a little retail store or create some sort of a little something or another, some little online business. You could either focus on, I lost my job and don't have an income, or I now have the opportunity. I was too scared to quit, but I don't have a job. I now have the opportunity to create and do something I've wanted my whole life. The chance of you creating a business and making money are very good with one attitude and virtually impossible with the other attitude. Now, in the long run, you got to get rid of the beliefs that this is the way reality is. But in the short run, the tip I can give you, and I've had many, many people do this and do it effectively,
mm-hmm.
is take a look at and make a distinction between I lost my job, which is a fact, and disaster has overcome me. Nothing is ever going to work out. I'm never going to survive. That's not reality. That's in your mind. That's the meaning you've given reality.
Mm.
And if you can make the distinction between that meaning, which is in your mind, and reality, which is outside, dealing with reality has a lot more possibilities than dealing with the negative meaning.
I love that. Dealing with reality has a lot more possibilities. I love that. What a brilliant insight. Well, it seems to me that most of us are wearing goggles. We're wearing these glasses, not necessarily the rose-colored ones, but we're wearing filters of some sort. And yes, I am the guy that says beliefs are what's, we are in a belief-driven universe is usually the statement I say.
Mm-hmm.
But if people are looking around through those goggles, they don't know that they're wearing goggles. I don't know that I'm wearing my goggles. I don't know that I'm looking through filters. How do we stop long enough to pop in awareness and go, what's reality and what's the meaning I'm giving to reality? Is there a clue?
It's always ask yourself the question, can I videotape, and would everybody see on the videotape the same thing as me?
Oh,
can I
good.
See it? Can I actually see it? Now, your first reaction is, well, I can see it's a disaster. And you ask yourself, well, anything you can see, you can describe. So I can see that I lost my job. I was told, don't come in. Here's your severance pay. I can see that there's no place to go back to work. I have a pink slip says you were dismissed. So if we videotaped that and showed it to a million people, everybody would say, yes, I can see you lost your job. And you say, yes, but that's not what I'm seeing. I'm seeing it's a disaster. My life is ruined. And I'm saying, I'm looking at that videotape. Where is my life is ruined? Is that blue? Is that green? Is that polka dot? Is that in the upper right-hand corner? Where can you see life is over for me? So the way to make the distinction is, if you can actually see it, if you could videotape it, I can see that my bank account went from $50,000 to $10,000. I've got a statement for that. I can see I lost my job. I can see that I can't make more than X number of dollars no matter how hard I try. I can see all of that. That's a fact. But when you then give it meaning, this is a disaster. It'll never get better. I'll never be able to improve on it. There's something wrong with me. All of those things, that, let me make this clear, that's the meaning you are giving the facts of reality. And all you need to do to be able to make that distinction is, can I see it? If I can see it and describe it and the person standing next to me can see the same thing, we're talking about reality. If we can't see it, then it's in your mind. It's the meaning you've given reality. And all you got to do is put your attention on, wait a minute, I made that up. That's not true. I just made that up. It feels true, but all I can see is the amount of money in the bank. That it's a disaster is in my mind. That it'll never get better is in my mind. That there's nothing I can do about it is in my mind. And what you'll discover is that the statement you liked so much a second ago is the possibilities for finding money are a hell of a lot better given the reality of the situation than given the negative meaning you've given it.
Gosh, everybody should write that sentence down. That is brilliant. Morty, I've always regarded you as a genius, but what you're giving here is an articulated masterpiece on how to recognize beliefs and get in tune with reality. And what I'm hearing, too, is that once you see reality, that's where you see your opportunities and your options, and that's where you are clear, I guess. This whole conversation, this whole training is about getting clear to attract money. Once you're tuned into reality, you can be clear to see your opportunities, options, and choices. And I'm also visualizing, I was going along with you when you said if you can videotape reality, and there's the person with their bank statement, and it shows that they had 50 grand, and now they have 10 grand or 5 grand or whatever it happens to be. If you videotape that, and you just look at that, in and of itself, it's not bad, and it's not good. It's just what is.
That's right.
It's just a statement.
It's just what is, and now the question is what do you want? If you're happy with 5,000, that's great. If you say, I want to get it back to 50, what can I do to do it? And if you don't have any beliefs in the way or any negative meanings you've put on it, you'll find whatever you find. And some people will do better than others. Some people have more skills. I mean, there's a lot of factors involved. I can't guarantee you're going to make a lot of money if you get rid of your beliefs. I can guarantee that you won't have any barriers to doing it. The thing that gets in most people's ways is not ideas and not skills, and that can be sometimes. For most people, it's the barriers. But let me give you one real story of a client.
Good.
She had a couple of sessions on several of her beliefs for self-esteem and money, and she then went to the Millionaire Mind, the T. Harv Eker course workshop with a couple of her friends. And she came back and called us up and said, there's actually a client of Shelley's, my wife, who works with people every day, and said, I'm so excited. I took this workshop, and I went out, and I bought the vacation, the summer house of my dreams. And she was basically saying it was the result of this workshop. Mm. And Shelley said, okay, well, that's interesting. And she went over and said, you know what, how many of your friends bought homes? And she said, well, none of the other three did, just me. Did they do anything as a result of the workshop? Well, no, they haven't yet, but maybe they will. But I did. That workshop was great. So Shelley said, I'm not saying the workshop wasn't great and it was the final impetus, but do you realize that in the last few weeks you got rid of the belief money is hard to get, that you need to hold on to money for a rainy day, don't ever spend any, I'll never get what I want, I'll never have enough money. Do you think you would have bought the house of your dreams after this workshop if you hadn't gotten rid of those beliefs first? And she thought for a second and said, no, not a chance. So
I love that.
You need the opportunities. You need to take action. You need to look around and see what can I learn, who can teach me, what books can I read, what courses. All of those are useful, but not if you've got beliefs that are going to keep you from using it. One of the interesting things in this business that you probably know is that people buy courses all the time that, if used, would help them make money or fix their lives up, and they're very often never even used because people get excited at the time and say, yeah, this is great, this will help my life, which it actually will, and then they get home and their beliefs are, nothing I do is going to work out. I'm never going to get what I want. Money is a struggle. And given those beliefs, why would you waste time even opening the package? So many things that could help you make money or have a great relationship or have anything else you want in your life are not taken advantage of because of the negative beliefs. And if you get rid of the negative beliefs, then you can start taking advantage of all the opportunities that are open to us.
I love that, and that ties in with my overall theme here, is that we have to take care of the beliefs. When we do that, we lead to actions that we'll take. Those actions will lead to results. And I also want to make sure that people know that this is a three-part training call, and the next week I'm going to have a mystery guest on it to also further elaborate on all of this about beliefs and action and changing your life from the inside out. And on the third call, I'm going to have another mystery guest that's going to talk about the things to do directly to make money in your life. So in other words, the way I have this mapped out is we're doing some belief sweeping right now. We're finding beliefs. We're learning how to get rid of beliefs. We're giving you some resources like bustyourbeliefs.com. I'm going to continue that in the next call next week. And in the third one, I'm going to give you some things to do. So in other words, I'm going to give you the action steps at that point. If I gave you the action steps right now and your beliefs haven't been handled, you will probably talk yourself out of the beliefs or self-sabotage the beliefs or not do anything to make those actions actually come about. So I'm establishing this in a way that's chronological. There's a logical reason behind this, a method for the madness, so to speak.
Makes perfect sense. I agree with you totally. Knowing what to do when you've got beliefs that'll keep you from doing it is totally worthless. Getting rid of the beliefs first so that you're now clear and you now realize life is open to me, anything is possible, I can achieve anything. Now tell me what to do. Now give me some help. So
exactly.
The order makes perfect sense. I agree totally.
Well, I love that. But I love what you're doing. You're doing such incredible work, Morty, and I'm so grateful for you and our relationship and how you're helping me and now everybody that's listening to this. I want to make sure everybody knows, go to www.bustyourbeliefs.com for his special offer. And you're dealing with self-confidence, which we understand is the bedrock. That's like a foundation for everything else that would follow. And you also have the special on the clearing of the money beliefs. Is that correct?
That's right. That'll be available until midnight Friday tomorrow, Eastern time. That $79 package is available. It will be a bonus. It is free. In fact, it's not even on the market right now. We're not even selling it, but we took it off the shelf just specially for you for this call. And basically, there are 19 beliefs, and without trying to complicate people any, there's another thing that can get in our way a lot, and it's conditioning. You and I have talked about that, and
yes.
I've helped you on some conditionings. And there's some conditioning, which is early in life, you know, we got conditioned to any time, for example, that we're rejected, we feel anxious, or any time we're criticized or judged, we feel anxious, or any time we don't meet somebody's expectations, we feel anxious. So part of the natural confidence program that we're offering your guests tonight is four conditionings: the anxiety we feel, the fear we feel under some very common situations that keeps us from taking action, from moving forward, from taking chances. And that's even a simpler program than the belief program. So basically you get 23 modules on the natural confidence program. And it actually has a guarantee, and it actually has a lifetime guarantee.
Oh,
and the lifetime guarantee is if you don't significantly improve your confidence and stop procrastinating and stop worrying what people think about you, you get a full refund forever.
Well, that's putting your reputation behind your work. That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. And we are so confident. We have helped so many people for so many years that we know we can do that. For the couple of people who come in from time to time and say, "I want my money back," we say, "Fine, we'll give you your money back. If it didn't work for you, that's fine." We know that it works for almost everybody, and we know that it lasts. So it's not just, "Oh, you got to use this in 30 days," or what if it changes in 40 days, I'm stuck. No, this is good for a lifetime. As long as you're around and we're around, which we both plan to be for a long time,
exactly.
All you got to do is let us know. I tried it, and it seemed to work for a while, and here it is a year later, and it's not working. Just let us know, and you get your money back. So we are confident. And, again, it's not even that you like it. It's not even we guarantee you'll like it. We actually guarantee that there will be a significant increase in confidence, that your concern with the opinion of others will totally disappear, that your procrastination will stop. All of the day-to-day, the common patterns that affect people mentally, psychologically, emotionally will be gone. And obviously, as we've been talking about for the last 45 minutes, is these are also the kind of things that not only interfere with our enjoyment of life, but they're the kind of things that interfere with us going out and getting money, having wealth. So it's very difficult to earn the money or to hold on to the money if you feel I'm not good enough and don't deserve it. So you will find a double whammy or a double bonus by getting rid of these beliefs. You'll deal with the mental, emotional, psychological issues, and at the same time prepare yourself to get rid of all of the beliefs that will probably get in the way or that might get in the way of you being financially successful.
Morty, I can't thank you enough. I can talk to you forever, but I'm just going to tell people, go to bustyourbeliefs.com and claim that amazing package with a remarkable guarantee. And do your best to explore everything that Morty's doing. Get his book, Recreate Your Life. Follow his work. Read his blog. This guy is a living genius who is making a massive difference in everybody's lives, including mine, and now everybody listening. So, Morty, I'm going to have to let you go as I go on to a few other things here and round this out for the first call. But thank you ever so much for your wisdom and your generosity.
It is my pleasure. I always love talking to you. We have a great time every time we do. We have a hard time hanging up on each other. So
right.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it. And a special thank you to all of your guests this evening. I enjoyed being with you. And thank you for giving me your time and giving me the opportunity to make whatever contribution I was able to make to you. Have a good evening, everybody.
Thanks, Morty. That was Morty Lefko, who I was interviewing there, and his website is www.bustyourbeliefs.com, and the man is a loving, generous genius. Please get his material and check him out. But let me say a few more things before we end the call, because I want to try to keep this to an hour, and we're nearing that marker at this point. First of all, I want to remind you that there are two more calls in this series, and it's called Clearing to Attract Money. And I'm always going to do my best to give you resources and information and inspiration. And I'm always going to bring on a mystery guest or two to surprise you. And I do have this lined up with a certain structure. Again, I mentioned it, but I want to remind you, we're dealing with beliefs first, because as I say, we are in a belief-driven universe. Change your beliefs, you have a different universe. It's all from your mindset, your paradigm, your perception. And those beliefs are going to lead you to take action or no action. We're cleaning up the beliefs so that you can start to take action, but it'll raise the question, what action should you take? That's going to be handled in the third call, where I'm going to have a mystery guest who went from nothing to very successful somebody who's going to tell you how he did it and how you can do it. And next week's guest is going to rock your world because she's an absolute delight. But I also want to give you some resources and a thought or two to be considering here, because I want you to be working on yourself as we go from week to week here. One is, set an intention. What do you want to experience from all three of these calls? What did you want to get from tonight? More importantly, what's the bigger picture here? What's the outcome do you want? Is there a certain amount of money do you want? Is there a certain job you want, a certain experience, a certain level of being within yourself? What do you want? The clearer your intention, the better the results will be. Setting an intention will help direct what you hear and say and experience. So what do you want to experience over the next 3 weeks? What do you want to experience now? State your intention, write it down. I also want you to consider all of these different resources. Go to miraclescoaching.com. My coaching program has been going on for years at this point, and hundreds if not thousands of people have gone through it with dramatic results. Janine Dietrich, who you heard earlier, is the Miracles Coach of 2009, an absolutely delightful, angelic woman who is very clear and very brilliant and masterful at helping people change. You can hear that interview at miraclescoaching.com, and there's also a short video now up at miraclescoaching.com that is well worth looking at and enjoying. Also, if you don't have attractmoneynow.com, you can read it for free. I'm not trying to sell you anything there. Go read attractmoneynow.com. If you do prefer the hardcover version, go to attractmoneynowbook.com, and the book comes with a DVD, of a fiery presentation I gave at one of Pat O'Brien's unseminars, and I was very in the audience's face because I so cared that they got the message, and it is a pretty unforgettable, hypnotic presentation that I'm proud of, if you don't mind my saying it myself, and that DVD is included with the hardcover book. And you can go get it at attractmoneynowbook.com. And I have another free gift for you. Within the last week or so, I recorded an audio program that revealed what I think are the three steps for anybody who is either homeless or in poverty or really struggling with money in order to lift themselves out of this. These three steps are all part of a movement to end homelessness in this country that I started. It's called Operation Yes. And it's at OperationYes.com. If you go there, you'll see that there's an audio. There's right there on the webpage is an audio, which is my talk, revealing these three steps. And they do have to do with things that Morty and Janine and I have been talking about. They have to do with beliefs. They have to do with self-esteem. They have to do with taking action in order to get the results you want. That audio is free. It's at OperationYes.com. You'll see it right on the website. And then if you're really sincere and serious and dedicated to attracting money in your life and getting permanently clear of all of the things within you to stop you from attracting it, get my course. I have a course called The Secret to Attracting Money. It's been a bestseller ever since it came out. It is rocking the world of everybody who listens to it. Go to www.secrettoattractingmoney.com, secrettoattractingmoney.com, and invest in that. It doesn't cost all that much and will change your life. And ultimately, of course, if you want to really have ongoing change and get clear and attract money, get into the Miracles Coaching Program. While these training calls isn't all about Miracles Coaching, I can't help but plug it, because the number one thing that has helped me have such a dramatic difference in my life is to have coaches. I had Mandy Evans as a coach. I still do from time to time. I've had Morty Lefko as a coach, who you heard earlier. I established my own Miracles Coaching Program. Janine Dietrich is leading the way with that as the Coach of the Year. Go to miraclescoaching.com and fill out the form. Get the information on all of this. And finally, as a reminder, go get Morty's material, www.bustyourbeliefs.com. I know this is an overwhelming amount of material here. What I'll do is I'll send an email to everybody that's on my list, the same people who were invited to be on this call, and I'll list all of these different resources. But a couple to remember: bustyourbeliefs.com, miraclescoaching.com, attractmoneynow.com, operationyes.com, secrettoattractingmoney.com, and yes, I can go on and on. These are all resources to help you. Finally, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for making the time to call. I know that there's 1,000-some people on this call. Some people may not have been able to make it. If you're on this call, congratulate yourself. Pat yourself on the back. You're reaching out. You're doing something different. And remember how I began this call. If I can go from homeless to somebody, you can change your current reality. It's going to take a little bit of work, but I'm helping you with my guests and these resources to do it. So if I can go from homeless to driving a Rolls Royce, you can change from where you're at to where you would like to be. Hold the faith. The sun will rise again, and in fact, it's going to come up tomorrow morning. Let it come up in your heart. Let it show in your face. Smile, have that light in your eyes, and look out at the universe, and as I like to say all the time, expect miracles. I'm Dr. Joe Vitale. I'll see you next week. Have a great one. Godspeed to everybody. Thank you. Over and out.